The Assembly voted down a resolution updating the recommendation to transfer operations and maintenance of the Tai Hydroelectric Facility to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. The earlier resolution, adopted on December 10, 2013, says, quote, "Whereas Wrangell recognizes the many contributions that TBPA has made over the years, the bond it helped create between Petersburg and Wrangell, and believes that TBPA should go into an inactive state rather than eliminate it, so it may reactivate in the future if the need arises," end quote. The revised resolution adds the words, quote, "and the TBPC," end quote, referring to the contributions of the Thomas Bay Power Commission. It also changes the recommendation by suggesting the TBPC, rather than the TBPA, go into inactive state. This type of resolution requires 4 votes in favor to pass. It failed by a 3-2 vote in favor, with Mayor David Jack and Assembly members Pam McCloskey and Maxie Wiederspoon in favor, and James Stowe and Wilma Stokes against. Although the majority voted in favor, it was 1 vote shy of the required 4 votes. That means the December resolution stands as is, without the updates. The resolution lays out a number of suggestions for the handing over of Tai to SEPA. SEPA board member Brian Ashton says he would like to see the Tai jobs stay in Wrangell.
SEPA's primary goal is to provide affordable, reliable power. But as the ratepayers basically pay in to this electrical organization, it's good for us to basically keep those revenues into the communities as much as we can. So being able to keep the jobs out at Tai being based here, you know, is a way for us to have that money return back into the community.
Mayor David Jack says he thinks it's important that the current employees have job security during the transfer.
To ensure the employees are treated fairly, just put it simply.
If the jobs stay in Wrangell, it keeps employees in the communities they're used to. It also brings money into Wrangell. Brian Ashton says the economic impact is important to consider.
I think you just look at the budget of what it costs for that to operate, what those salaries are, and those would be simply salaries that we don't have here anymore. And I certainly think that the salaries and the positions that we have need to be defensible. In other words, we don't just create jobs for nothing. The jobs have to be defensible to be there. But it would be good for us to equitably spread out the economy that SEPA creates by its existence.
A portion of the December resolution that still stands asks that the jobs remain in Wrangell for 2 years. Vice Mayor Julie Decker and Assembly Member Daniel Blake were not present at the meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.